Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, bad news for you.
Bad news for me?
Yeah, I think bad news in general for regional sports networks as I dive into this Comcast Xfinity MSG deal.
We're diving into that.
I dove into it just to see.
Goodness.
Now there are going to be some customers that are going to be perturbed by this whole thing, like that previous caller. But it sounds like to me like 90% of the customers for Comcast Xfinity don't want to pay for MSG because they don't watch it.
Yeah, this is one of Al's favorite topics.
This is why, no, I'm not going to get into it too much.
He's going to get all lathered up in there.
Basically, MSG said, look, we'll keep our MSG network up and running on Comcast under the present deal. Comcast is saying, time out.
Go screw.
90% of our customers don't want your content. And we're not paying an extreme or inflated price for something that nobody's buying. So if you're the 10% or however many percent out there that want MSG and you want it on Comcast Xfinity, don't expect anytime soon. If these words are all true that I'm reading from both sides of the argument.
Now, can I buy the MSG app and get everything that's on MSG, Al Dukes? Am I allowed to do that?
No, you cannot do that.
I didn't think so.
Sooner or later, there'll be an MSG Plus or something if there isn't already. Eventually, all of this stuff is going to go by the wayside because there's no way that the distributors, the cable companies, are going to be paying a premium price for content that they don't see as premium because the amount of customers that don't want it.
But they're already looping them in with, like, if you go to YouTube TV or Hulu,
yes,
they're looped in there too.
Well, they do have to make money. And by the way, the Comcast stock price went up after this whole fiasco, and the MSG price went down.
Interesting.
But like, streaming was supposed to give us a way to not be involved with cable, and it really hasn't.
Not yet.
Ultimately, SNY, yes, regional sports networks in general, you have to pay for them if you want to watch those teams and those games.
Right, but it's the people that don't want to pay for them that are paying for them.
That are paying for them. That's
which
exactly
is
right.
Very interesting.
It sounds like a lot like what's going on in the world today. There's a lot of people paying for things that they feel like they shouldn't be paying for. Other people are not doing anything and just sitting on their ass. How's that sound?
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. You were saying, Al, before that, there's something about what was interesting about this is nobody's...
Well, it's interesting to see if Comcast caves in and pays.
But they always do, though. Now, what'll happen is MSG will bring the price down or something. They'll agree on something.
Tell them they'll take it for free. We'll take your net. We'll put your network on for... And we're not getting charged for it.
Yeah. We've talked about this in depth before. Streaming can basically solve most of your problems except for local news
local
and local sports. Those are the things it's impossible.
But like Al says, they're bundling on streams now too.
Right. Like
and
if you,
not just sports.
Right. If you want Hulu TV or YouTube TV, it's essentially the same as what you're paying for your cable once you have to put in a way to get it streamed through the internet.
It's Apple TV, the same.
Same
right?
thing. Yeah. So like all the same stuff.
You guys, Boomer will remember. It's like when they broke up the phone company. It was going to be great, and eventually it was kind of nothing really changed. That was back in the early 80s.
The amount that I'm spending on television now is astronomical, and I can't stand it. And it's the only way that it satisfies me is to do this. Because I need to have everything.
This is our business, though, and that's a different story. But for a lot of people out there, like Al's mom or Al's somebody in Al's life that doesn't want sports, doesn't care about the Rangers.
Did you stop short of grandmother because you didn't think they were living?
Yeah, she's passed.
She did pass.
Or even Al himself.
Or Al himself.
Hesitated. It was probably because she's like, that's probably, Al's 52. Grandpa, probably dead. Yeah, so you stopped, which was smart. Anyway, you were saying?
Anyway, short term, I don't, short term for MSG, it may be like a minor hit for them, but you know, long term, this could be a big, big picture problem, because if you are a distributor and you're trying to keep your business afloat, why would you overpay for something that people don't want?
Yeah, only 10% of the people want.
Well, I'm assuming it's 10%. You know, we've had one caller call in. There's probably a few other. And why would they call us? Because we're the sports station.
Yeah. This is only MSG.
That don't really care. At the moment, it's just MSG.
If it were Yes and SNY, would there be more people?
I think Comcast Xfinity owns SNY or is a partner of SNY.
Oh, okay, okay. I think you're right about that.
Right, and I'm not sure about it. I'm sure Yes has some, you know, arrangement because of the Yankees and everything. And, you know, I don't necessarily know that all these regional sports networks are what, you know, are worth what people say they're worth. Well, I mean, like, if you...
What they are is a place to watch your favorite teams. That's it. Other than that, nobody's watching the stuff that's on there. I mean, come on. Like, seriously. Are you watching anything else on Yes or SNY? And no offense to Sal and Moose. And I know they get paid and it's a great job, and I don't want to make it sound like what they're doing is meaningless.
In
but
sheer numbers,
I
no.
Does anybody watch that stuff?
In sheer numbers, no.
I will watch Geico Sports Night just because they will give more extensive highlights of the local teams than SportsCenter will. So I will watch that.
But you're a guy who watches like fourth ring fakakta flag football.
Yes.
So it's not the great example.
And he pays for like the Great Northwest Network.
Right.
I pay for ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. But don't forget that, you know, the business that we're in. So this is our lives. This is why we would do that. You know, there's a whole segment of society that doesn't really give a damn about any of it.
Right, but I'm also talking about, like, Netflix. Everybody watches Netflix. You know, you have to have that. Hulu, have to have that. I have to have regular cable now, too, to watch the teams I have to watch.
Right, but you have the Netflix streaming, and you buy that. You buy the Hulu.
I buy Hulu. Oh, yeah. I buy Amazon. Peacock. I buy Paramount Plus.
HBO.
HBO Max. I have that, too. I have Disney Plus. I have ESPN Plus. I mean, the amount of
crap
that I'm paying for to just get the stuff that I want is insane. Now, I'm using just about all of them. The one I'm not using as much is the Peacock. Maybe I should get rid of the Peacock. I'm not watching that as much.
But you can't watch Chris Sims then.
Yeah, right. But no, I mean, like Paramount Plus, we just went through all of Love Island on there.
There you go.
For CBS.
Nice.
We went through all of that. And then
Winter Olympics coming up, though. You going to want the Peacock for that? The wife, Winter Olympics?
I don't know. She'll just watch whatever's on NBC. She's not going to really care. Where are the Winter Olympics this year? Some horrible country that bribed the IOC?
Probably. I do not know.
Oh,
it's probably some horrendous place that has a
next
horrible
year,
just
record.
Just Google it.
Next year, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it's a terrible place with a horrible record on human rights gets Olympics because they bribed the IOC.
Beijing.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, nailed it. And then Qatar, the Summer Olympics after that.
It's yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, it's Beijing. Oh, back to Beijing, are we? Didn't they just have a Summer Olympics in Beijing?
It feels like
it wasn't
just
that long ago. Yes.
Yes, they did. Was it like 2000? It was like right around.
Just Google it.
I'm gonna, damn it. They just had a summer. They can't have a Summer Olympics and a Winter Olympics in the same place.
Yeah.
You want to tell me there's no corruption there? Of course there is. Corruption everywhere. Beijing. We're going to put the Olympics back in Beijing. Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud.
Better hope there's no coronavirus or anything.
Well, I mean, that's everywhere now. Let's get real. Beijing. When the hell Beijing Summer Olympics? I'll look that up while Vinny in Staten Island talks to us. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, guys. What's going on? So I work for, to go back to what you guys were talking about, I work for Verizon. And when people want to pick a specific package for their TV programming, you have to have a sports package where you get the MLB channel, you have to get the Fox Sports channel, so you can watch game like soccer games or the NHL channel, but then you got to pay extra if you want the open ice, the MLB TV package, just like the Sunday ticket. So, and that's the highest premium channel right there, because if you get the basic channel, you don't get any sports package. You don't even get MSG.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that that tiered pricing thing was interesting. You know, so in this fight, then
yes,
they're saying we're not paying you this money for Xfinity.
Xfinity Comcast is not paying MSG a premium fee for their content
because there's not enough
customers that want it.
There's not enough customers that are buying that tier package for us to continue under this deal.
Exactly.
And you know what's funny is like the Red Zone channel you purchase for $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they can survive on their own merits.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Baseball can't.
But here's the deal.
You're right.
This all started happening when the NFL figured out how to take the Fox and CBS Sunday games and then repackage them and sell them to DirecTV. And DirecTV created the ticket. And then they went to the customers and said, if you want to see all these games, here's how you can do it. You can buy it through the ticket.
Yeah, I know.
So the NFL got their money from CBS, got their money from Fox,
genius,
and then took all of that, what Fox and CBS pays for, the production, and repackaged it and sold it to DirecTV so you could watch the teams that you want in the market that you're in.
And you would think that the networks that pay so much money
would want to try to, you know,
put them on their own streaming services.
Right.
And that, I mean, the CBS games on Paramount Plus.
Somehow, I'm not sure how all of it works, but it's just genius by the NFL. And that's when it all started, if you remember.
When you're a popular thing, you get to make the rules.
Exactly.
When you're not a popular thing, then you're getting fights with cable networks over putting the games on.
Everybody wants the NFL. Everybody
wants
the NFL.
I mean, it's so much more popular than everything else right now.
Because it's not regional. It's really national. I know it's regional in terms of the fan bases, but you know,
no,
how many fans
national.
Around here, but how many fans around here are not Jet and Giant
fans? Well, look
fans?
At us. Eddie's a Dolphins fan. I'm a Vikings fan. Al changes his team every single day. Jerry is a Cowboys fan.
Al's a Bucks fan.
Actually, I'm a Chargers fan.
He's a Chargers fan.
Now you're a Chargers fan now?
Bobby Dwyer is a Bengals fan. Pat Boyle is a Browns fan. Moose is a Washington football team fan. Maggie Gray is a Buffalo Bills fan.
Sal is a Falcons fan.
What's Craig these days?
Still Jets, I think.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Still Jets.
That kind of changes with the wind, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Still Jets.
Look at the weather vane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so... Look at all the people that I named. It's like, come on. You know, it's a national situation. Everything else.
And you'll watch a national game. You'll watch the Bucks and Eagles tonight.
Yes, I will. That'll be an interesting one. What do you think the spread on that is?
Bucks probably favored by, I would say, 7.5.
6.5.
Oh, well, okay.
6.5 in that game. So you like the...
I like the Bucks.
You like the Bucks.
I mean, I just don't see how, unless Tom Brady has a completely off day with a bad thumb and throws like 3 interceptions, which he's not going to do, I don't know how Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are going to score more than 17 points.
No, so you like the under, too.
I mean, it could be, what is the over-under? Probably
52.5.
I see like a 30-17 game, something like that, 27-20.
Bucks in the under. Would you put your condo up for this? If you were somebody who had a condo,
I'd have to talk to my NFL insider.
Oh,
and get
okay.
Back to you.
All right. Get to the insider.
The NFL insider was so sure about that one. It wasn't like he comes up with one every week. This one, he went out of his way.
The insider
really
did.
The Rams.
The insider did.
Yep.
Yeah, the insider was right.
And the insider knew.
The insider on the nuts.
Right up. I mean, just absolutely. You could have been a gazillionaire.
you could have
listened to the insider.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Jerry's back with his update and moment of the day. So what's happening, Jerry?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone.
So,
yes.
After all the stuff this morning, and I know you've been listening to all the Kyrie sound, do you have a clearer picture? Because I don't think anybody's listened to more sound than you this morning.
I've listened to a lot.
You've listened to everything.
A lot.
Do you have a much clearer picture of what he's all about?
No, I'm more confused.
You're more confused.
I've said this all
and
morning.
And you're a Nets fan.
I am more confused by what I've heard. Absolutely. I also have no expectation that he will ever play basketball again.
For the Nets or period?
At all. Until this man. Because here's what I think from listening to him. He's not getting vaccinated.
Yeah. So, and if this mandate doesn't go away,
or he needs an exemption, which he's already been denied,
he's not going to play for the Nets.
Or you can trade him.
Do we know his no trade clause?
I don't know it. But I would think if he really wants to play, we'll see how long this goes. He might sit out a month, too, but you might get antsy. You know, all of a sudden you're sitting home every day and you're watching. If you could go play in another city and play almost every game.
Yeah.
Then I don't know why you wouldn't at least explore that.
He really does not have. He has a player option for next year. He has a player option for $36 million for next year. He is supposed to be making $35 million this year. And then I think they had an extension out in front of him and both him and James Harden.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I have to say it. Would you contemplate him for Ben Simmons?
Yeah, I've seen this before.
I've seen this all over the place. I mean,
you got plenty of scoring.
Yeah, but Kyrie also said if he was traded, he was going to retire. You can't, like, if you're the Philadelphia 76ers, well, you're not going to want to bring this to
you've
your
got
team.
To want to want to go. I mean, I understand that.
It's the only way that he could go is if and play is he would have to go there and play.
You explore it. I don't know.
What and about then if Philadelphia put a mandate in, now you know they're after Kyrie.
Well,
see, then I can buy into everything. That
I'm going on the notion that he's going to a mandate-free city.
Okay.
Remember, did you see Evan's tweet about Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard?
I did not.
Yeah, he said he had a dream that that's what happened.
Does he know the Tony?
No, Tony from Connecticut, the sports psychic. Yes,
get
had a
Tony
dream.
On the phone. Does he see that happening?
If the Dodgers win this game 5, I'm going to start to believe Tony a little bit more because we're one step closer.
He picked 11-0 in the clinching game.
Well, we'll see. It could still happen. He's been right so far.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
In what way?
That both the teams he picked have not been eliminated.
But that doesn't mean he's been what he picked hasn't materialized yet.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight between the Dodgers and the Giants.
The Giants have had an
unbelievably special year, and this is one of the reasons why, you know, having home field advantage in a game 5.
Yeah, but they split on each team's field.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters, and I still believe, I know what the records were, so the Dodgers are the better team. So if they win tonight, which I actually expect them to win, it's not shocking, and I'm not going to say Tony says so.
Tony's not wrong yet.
Well, no. Yeah,
Red Sox beat the Rays. That was a shocker.
I think Astros-Dodgers World Series.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Tony. 6 games, Dodgers beat the Red Sox.
The Dodgers beat the Red Sox 11-0 in 11 game
6. Would you be impressed if it was the Dodgers over the Red Sox in 6 games and he got the score wrong?
No, no.
You still wouldn't be impressed.
No, because saying the Dodgers are going to play the Red Sox in the World Series, okay, that's like me saying, you know, the Bucks are going to be in the Super Bowl. It's just, no.
But did you have a dream about that?
No.
And were you right about other things?
He's also
happened?
80 years old, and he hasn't exactly, you know, nailed them all.
No. Just a couple of things,
Al
sports and
is
health.
In on, if it is Red Sox Dodgers, he's in on the game 6, 11-0 bet.
I'm sure
huge,
he is.
Big time.
Really?
Yeah, I'll put money on it like a 10. I'll take whatever in 10 runs.
How much money are you going to put on it? You're really going to go out
$50.
There?
$50.
Wow. But if you that hit would pay that, off, though.
That would.
Say, $50 but plus 10 runs or whatever it is, minus that, 10 runs, however that works.
If you could find that, absolutely. Or
you
no,
can.
Instead you go minus 10 runs.
Yeah. You could find alternate score stuff.
Can you find a minus 10.5 run line?
I don't know about that, but you could find like the score. You could find 11-0.
You might put $50 down to win $50,000.
How great would that be?
In which case, you got to find Tony and give him a little bit something.
Nah, yeah.
A little tip.
You have to. Yeah, I would say so.
Throw him a hundy.
If you want $50,000. Yeah, I'm going to look for that, Jerry, to see if you could find that score.
The funny thing is, I'm rooting for the Giants to play the Astros, which means it probably will be the Red Sox and the Dodgers.
Why are you rooting for those two teams?
Fun to watch. That's all.
All right, here we go. All right, winning margin exact. See, there's a tonight there's a Dodgers win by 5-plus runs.
Well, what odds you get on that?
Plus 550.
Oh, that's not great.
I know, because it's 5-plus.
Right, but think about what you just said. Betting them to win by 6 or more runs, and all you get is plus 550?
That's it, 5-plus runs. Plus 550 is not bad, though. I mean,
I didn't say it is, but what is the probability of them blowing out the Dodgers by 6 runs or more?
Yeah, but the thing is, you're getting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're getting all of those numbers. Whereas Dodgers win by 4 is plus 1,300 because it's the exact number.
No, I know. I'm just thinking more along the lines of the probability of the Giants blowing them out because that's what it would be.
Yeah, let's see. Dodgers win by 1 to 2 runs. It's amazing what's on here.
You can have a lot of fun with these things.
Oh, my goodness.
That is true. I did one time, I won on the Nets a couple years ago, maybe last year, to win by between 15 and 21 points. And it was awesome. I've also tried that many times and lost, but the one time I won, it was fun.
Yeah, how about this? The race to runs.
To what? Score first?
Yeah, race to 2 runs, race to 3 runs.
Mm.
So who gets there first? Race to 2 runs. Dodgers, minus 114. I mean, think about these algorithms.
What does BetQL say? I like the one where you can bet the 5-inning score.
Yeah. And by the way, you can only get Dodgers or Giants minus 3.5.
Okay.
That's the largest you can get. So you wouldn't be able. Now, maybe if it's the World Series in the last game, you might be able to get better odds on stuff. But right now, they don't go higher than 3.5.
Okay.
Interesting to see what the ratings are for the Dodgers and Giants versus the Bucks and Eagles.
Be great to play it at 9:15.
Yeah, it's late, but it is still the West Coast.
You know, I get it, and I'm sure the ratings will be great there.
You know, the football game starts an hour before it.
I'll bet you San Francisco gets a monster rating. LA does not. LA will do better at football.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We will see. Do you want to hear Hot Kyrie again or enough?
That's enough already.
I agree. I totally agree. Okay.
They'll be screaming about it this afternoon anyway, so don't worry about it.
I'm sure they will. You do have the Nets and T-Wolves tonight. The Knicks did beat the Pistons last night as they continue to roll along. The starters for the baseball game are Logan Webb and Jose Arias. The Braves are sitting there waiting for them in the NLCS. In terms of the football game, which is what they will be battling up against with the ratings, you've got the Bucks and the Eagles tonight. We will have it on the Fan. Here was Tom Brady as he says, he's still trying to get better as a unit.
You know, in this offense, I just got to try to find a guy that's, you know, got the winning route, and I know that he's going to come down with it and make the catch and make the play.
Well, they certainly have done that as they have gotten off to a 4-1 start. He threw for last week, what was it, 402 and 5 touchdowns? Is that
yeah.
right? And no interceptions. He was that good last week. In terms of the local teams, the Jets have their bye week. You've got the Giants playing the Rams. this weekend at MetLife Stadium. The Giants are 1-4. Daniel Jones was at practice, did some jogging and worked with trainers. And we heard last hour Joe Judge told us yesterday that it's an option if he does clear everything that maybe he could play on Sunday. In Las Vegas, the Raiders did meet the media after the resignation of John Gruden. Here was Mike Mayock, who's their GM, right? Mike Mayock.
Yes. Yeah.
He was asked if he has emotions about the Gruden situation.
Yeah, I do have emotion, and I am sad. And to be honest with you, I'm sad for the whole Gruden family, okay, not just John. But at the end of the day, we're all accountable for our actions, and that's how we have to look at it.
And Mayock said Gruden's emails don't represent the Raiders.
Since the day I took this job almost 3 years ago, what Mr. Davis has preached has been three things. It's been diversity, social justice, and domestic violence.
Now, Rich Bisaccia said the same thing, a little bit different, but was talking about the same principles. And so very odd time there in Vegas. Derek Carr stood up and said, we need a leader right now, and I'm going to be the leader.
Good.
So we will see. Who do they
screw this head coach, Bisaccia?
At the Broncos.
He's not the leader. I'm the leader.
Yeah, well, he's the interim leader right now.
I want this Rich Bisaccia to do well. He seems like my type of guy.
He seems like a football player.
Yeah, from Yonkers.
Get it up in there.
Yeah, Italian. Yeah. You know, get up in there. Stop pussyfooting around. It's me, Coach Bisaccia.
And your Rangers played Alex Ovechkin in the Capitals, and Ovechkin wins.
Kuznetsov works the puck back out to Carlson. Now the return for Kuznetsov. Carlson straight away fires. Ovechkin scores! Number 7, 31.
For Alex Ovechkin.
So you that heard, was that, Kenny you heard that sigh, and that was because Mantha was standing in front of the net and got hit in the chest with the puck, and the puck bounced right off his chest onto the stick of Ovechkin. Ugh.
Ugh. I know. 5-1 was the final score. Ovechkin doing
Ding
Ovechkin.
Ding dong!
Who is it? Alex Ovechkin!
Biatch! Tonight, the Blue Shirts get away from Ovechkin as they take on the Dallas Stars home opener at Madison Square Garden. Season opener for the Islanders. They start in Carolina. The Devils do start tomorrow at home. It's really weird. The Rangers have two games under their belt before the Devils even get on the ice, but that is the way it goes. Time now for what they call Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
A few hours ago, the guys were discussing facial traits of family members.
You pick out things when you have a kid, like, oh, that's my this, that's your that. Like,
right, exactly.
Your nose,
who do
your
they look
chin.
Like? You know, and there's times where Winnie looks just like Matt. And there's times where she looks just like Sydney. But then there's times where she looks like my grandmother.
Yeah, I got offended once when Gina got mad that someone said that Sabrina looked like me.
She got mad?
Well, yeah. She was like, oh, everybody keeps saying that. And I was like, is that a bad thing? I'm her father. You know, if you have a child with somebody, you know, you would think that would be.
And she got and mad.
Then, no, she was like, you just want, I don't know, just, you know, you want your daughter to look like you. And I'm like, she does. You know, so it's like both of us. It's okay. We had a baby. What do you think? You're going to pop out a little twin? I think what's going to happen.
She got mad.
So then I got offended. I was like, what's the big one? There's nothing wrong with that. You married me, didn't you? You chose my sperm to have a child with. What do you think was going to happen?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. That's the argument you get in. When you're married.
Odd way of putting it, but yes, moment of the day. I'm sure a lot of dads out there can understand what you went through.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jerry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Squid Game has now become the most streamed show in the history of Netflix. Now, what do you think counts as a stream of a show? Like, how long do you have to watch a show for them to count that you watched the show? Because I found this out.
I know this answer.
You do know the answer.
2 minutes?
Yeah, you're right. 2 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
So if you watched the first 2 minutes of Squid Game and said, I don't like this, I'm going to stop watching it, you're counted as a viewer. Now, that's the same across the board for everybody, so everybody gets those same fakakta inflated numbers. But imagine if radio ratings worked that way. Oh, my goodness, the benefit we could get from that as opposed to...
It'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, you gotta listen for a lot longer than that.
Right.
But yeah, just 2 minutes. And I finished it last night. And none of you guys have still seen this.
How many episodes?
There are 9 episodes.
And you really liked it?
I did. The ending left me a little bit. I didn't love the ending. But I really enjoyed the show.
Okay.
It is so intense, though. Like, I'm telling you, if you don't like violence, you cannot watch this show.
Well, you know, look, it's like I felt about The Defeated. And I don't know why the show The Defeated did not get the... the publicity that I think it deserves. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah.
And it does have violence in it, and there's it can be a little bit off-putting at times, but I just thought it was an unbelievable story.
Now, what is it about?
Well, it's about post-Berlin, 1946.
Okay, so it's right like real history stuff.
Yeah, it's an intense show that I liked it, and I liked how they shot it, and I love the actors in it, and it was terrific. So, I don't know. For some reason, I'm just not ready to pull the trigger on the Squid Game.
You know, it's funny. You got to ask Gunner, because Gunner said he said he watched the first episode of Squid Game, and then he didn't know if he'd be able to watch the rest of it.
So, is that intense?
It is. That first
episode. It's like watching a Kill Bill movie.
Yeah, I mean, and even more so because it's even more mentally taxing, too, in watching it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It really is, but it's also fascinating, and it like you're on the edge of your seat, and then the human nature side of it, too, is very interesting, like what people will do to stay alive and who's good and who's bad and, you know, all that stuff. But I wish somebody else would. It's amazing. The most watched show in the history of Netflix. No one else on the staff is watching. I can't talk to anybody about it.
I think we're scared.
Yeah, I don't know. Eddie would have watched this thing. Eddie, why aren't you watching? You have Netflix, don't you? Why aren't you watching this thing?
Yeah, what you just said about the violence.
You don't like violence?
No. Oh, I mean, who like? I'm like,
no, I mean, I'm saying, you know what I mean. Yeah, that sounded bad. I admit. But I'm saying, like, you stay away from violent things on TV. It doesn't...
Yeah, like real violence. Not like, you know, spaceships battling it out or
you know,
monsters. That's fine. But like real stuff, that's why I don't like mob movies.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're never going to watch it. Are you going to watch it, Al?
You know, I had no interest in it, but then once it got popular, I was like, maybe this is something Gina and I can watch together, because she likes sci-fi stuff, but she hates violence. So
there's no way. It's the most. So my Gina's having violent dreams because of watching this. She said she stabbed somebody to death in her dream last night.
Was it you?
No, I asked her. I said, so she writes. It's funny you said that. So she goes, I had a really violent dream last night. I said, how'd you kill me? That's what I wrote back. She goes, no, it wasn't you. Man. She goes, you were there, but I didn't kill you. I killed somebody else. I was like, okay, great. Let's go to our buddy Hirsch in Valley Stream. I saw him at an Islander game. He's a little fella. What's going on there, Hirsch?
It was one of the best days of my life. I can't lie.
It was a great day, wasn't it?
It was a great day. Before I get to my Gretzky point, I just want to let you know something, because I know that you've probably been worried about it. My Hirsch from Valley Stream Twitter account was permanently revoked because I had said I wanted to slap Mike Francesa's butt cheeks. And they
are you kidding me? They got you. They got rid of you because of that?
I can't even appeal. It's over. Done. I had to start a new one. So I know you've probably been spending nights awake worried where I am. So it's now Hirsch the Great on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. You weren't the guy who did the I want to slap your butt cheeks phone call that was so famous, right?
No, I was. I just, you know, I was in a fit of rage one night at him about something, and I told him I wanted to slap his butt cheeks, and I got an automatic suspension, thinking that I could appeal. And then when I went to appeal, they said, no appeal, you're done. You can't have your account back. I lost my massive following, which is about 771 people, and now I'm down to 49 people. So Hirsch the Great is back in action, in case you want me.
All right, I remember, because that phone call was a great one. It was Mike and the Mad Dog, and I believe the guy's name was Jack. And Dog goes, Jack's on Long Island. Hey, Mike, I want to slap your butt cheeks. And then Dog's like taking a sip. The video's great. He's taking a sip of an iced coffee, and then he puts it down quick and then dumps him. He goes, we heard from Jack on Saturday. He goes, nicely produced. Oh, actually, Al's got the thing. This is absolutely tremendous. So let's take a listen to this classic prank call.
Let's see.
I have it. Jimmy in the Bronx. Jimmy, what's going on today?
Jim? Hey, Mike, I want to slap your butt cheek.
All right, there we go again. Well, I tell you, a wonderful performance. Inside. We're in fans.
I've had it four times with those guys, but no one knows what we're talking about because they don't hear on the air anyway. These lunatics don't realize that if you call up with something like that, it doesn't get on the air anyway.
It's on your nickel on Sports Radio 66.
That's another good one, but that's not even the one I was talking about. There was another slap your butt cheeks one. He's like, we heard from Jack on Saturday. He goes, nicely produced. go ahead, Hirsch. You're still there, aren't you?
Well, the long story short is that got me permanently suspended, but I'm back in action.
You're back now. Okay. All right. Very, very good. What did you want to say about the game last night?
Oh, no, I actually wanted to if you guys talked about this morning, I missed it, but Wayne Gretzky listen, I just turned 50. You wished me happy birthday this summer when I turned 50, even though I had to remind you that it was my birthday. I'm getting some gray hair, and why can't men just age gracefully? Like, you can tell by Gretzky's face that he's a little weathered and old, which is fine, or getting older, but now his hair is this bleached, brownish hue.
I thought he looked good last night. Hirsch.
No,
you don't think so? I thought he looked good. I don't know.
It was kind of startling, because I think of him as being more of a blonder guy.
I thought he
looked
fine.
Like Phil, you know how Phil is kind
of
like...
Well, Phil's got the hair of one of our forefathers now.
No. But he's just got it's natural. Like, my hair's natural. It was a little startling. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I don't ever remember Wayne Gretzky having dark hair like this.
I know. I thought he looked fine.
He's always had sandy, like, beach blonde. I can't explain it, but it wasn't, like, that dark. That
dirty blonde.
All right, I got you. I know what you're saying. It looked like it looked very unnatural. Very unnatural. Like someone wearing a rug.
Yes.
Okay. You have the other slap your butt cheeks one I was talking about? Let's hear this.
Jack on a cell phone. Jack, what's going on today?
Hey, Mike, I want to slap your butt cheeks.
Okay, I heard that from Jack on Saturday. Here is nicely produced Mike and Yonkers.
Jack's got to have something better to do.
He's
got
it. I'm a...
Oh, God, I love it. I heard that from Jack on Saturday. There was a prank.
Jack on a cell phone. Jack, what's going on today?
Hey, Mike, I want to slap your butt cheeks.
I shouldn't say this, but there's someone that I know who recorded an old prank phone call that they did to Mike when he was solo and recorded it and played it for me. They recorded it off the radio, so it sounds terrible. We can't do it. But he wanted to see how long he could stay on the line with him. So he goes like this. He goes, Mike, I'm going to throw you a couple of teams in the NFL. You tell me what they have in common, all right? He's like, okay, let me hold on a second. Go ahead. He's like, the Arizona Cardinals, the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's like, okay, Arizona. The Carolina Panthers, the Chicago Bears, okay, the Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers. He goes through like 28 of the 32 teams before Mike cuts him off. But, he was on for 2.5 minutes.
But then at the very end, then he starts going into NBA. That's when Mike cut him off. No, and also the Boston Celtics. And then
that's what happened.
Because he ran out of NFL teams and he was still on the air. He has to go to the NBA.
So his whole, I guess, purpose was just to see how long he could stay on.
Right, like how long he could do that bit without
before Mike picked
up on it. Oh, and he was in the middle. He's like, oh, I thought you were going to say mobile quarterbacks, but now that you gave me this team, I don't know. And he'd go, the Tennessee Titans. And he's like, okay, Tennessee. He's like writing them all down.
It's like half the league.
Right? It's like half the league. What are you talking about? Oh, how do you not pick up on it? Oh, it's great. Why do we love that stuff so much?
I don't know.
I heard one that the guy from the Stern Show did. It's Sal and Richard. Richard called a wrestling show and just kept saying, do you guys remember Andre the Giant? They'd be like, yeah. He goes, what about Randy? And he just kept going on. Same thing. It's like just kept naming wrestlers.
And this guy, yeah, you know, we remember him. Yeah. I mean, some of that stuff was great. Like with those places where you can call and there's no call screener, like that is the most unbelievable thing in the world. Where someone is just a host, they're doing a public access TV show, or they're just somewhere and they just see the phone ring and boom, they hit it and you're automatically on the air. And you could say whatever the hell you want. That's got to be the greatest thing in the world.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.